Welcome to the Tater Report. Our guest today, very happily for us, is Victoire Ingabire Umahoza. She is the chairperson of the United Democratic Forces, FDU-Nkingi. By the way, there's also a Twitter account. I urge you to go really under the name Victoire Ingabire, and you will find her. Welcome to the show, Victoire.
Thank you, Mr. Phil Taylor.
I think we probably ought to start where the whole world paid attention and noticed your release from prison. You emerged and made a statement. I don't know that everyone knows what you had to tell the world after your 8 years of imprisonment in Rwanda, having returned there to seek political office. What was your message when you left prison?
Let me start by thanking you for inviting for this radio interview. I would like to thank all those who have had empathy towards me and even openly defend my cause when I was in prison and were happy to see me released. The key message that I want the media to remember is that I love my country, Rwanda, and its people so much is that I am prepared to take any necessary risk to end the cycle of political violence in Rwanda and bridge into a reconciled nation, hopeful and deliberate peace and prosperity.
And you, of course, also pointed out that while we are all pleased that you are released and we hope will be able to function as a political leader in Rwanda, there do remain members of your party and thousands of others. Could you talk about that?
Yes. First, the people have to know that fighting for the right, political right, civil right, make this vision true. This is what I did, do, and will continue to do. This is why when I left the prison, I said that I will continue advocating for the release of other political prisoners, including members of my political party, and you know that Diane Rwigara, other candidate of president election in 2007, she is in the prison, and there is other prisoner, political prisoner in Rwanda that will stay advocates that they will be released also.
Yes, I saw reports that you either did attend to the trial of Diane Rwigara and her mother, wish to do that. Can you talk about that and why it was important to you to show solidarity and be at her trial?
Yes, I feel that I have a connection with Diane Rwigara because the other woman who tried to participate in the presidential election after me, this was 7 years after that I was trying to participate in the election and I was arrested. And then Diane, 7 years later, she tried again. She knew when she did it, she knew that she can be arrested as I was arrested. That is a woman with courage. We tried to do what the thing I did and I was arrested. She knew that she would be arrested, but she was not afraid to be arrested. But she has to show the new generation that is the time to stand up for the change in our country.
What are you? You've had a few days now I guess we'd use the expression at liberty. Are you finding a noticing any atmospheric change? Are you sort of the mood of the country or the response to your being free? I guess we're talking about whether or not you're optimistic, hopeful, et cetera.
Yes.
I'm sorry to make you laugh.
Yes, I love because I said that I hope, because there is some thing that President Kagame and his government did, for example, they led the Green Party to enter in the parliament. A few weeks later, they released me. That gave me hope that they want really to open a political space in Rwanda. But that gave me hope that but it is not yet concrete. It is not yet the reality. What I will continue to do is to advocate for the opening of a political space with the government and all other organizations. And I will talk with the different governments that have a leverage on Rwanda. Mm-hmm. I do it because I know it is important for Rwanda to avoid a future humanitarian tragedy, but also for the sake of its prosperity.
Mm-hmm. I think our listeners should be reminded, by the way, this is the Taylor Report, and it is CIUT 89.5 FM. You visited Canada many years ago. I shouldn't say many. I guess about 17 years ago.
And
this was prior to your return. I'd like to just ask you a little bit about the background of this. You were living in Holland. Actually, during the terrible events of 1994, you were in Holland.
Yes.
Could you tell us, you had university training,
Yes, and a career? I stayed in Netherlands 16 years. Mm-hmm. Where I was graduated in business economy and the corporation management. And I worked 9 years by Applied Buy System. That was an American company. Mm-hmm. I resigned from my post in the accounting department in 2009 to spearhead the peaceful political change in Rwanda. Mm-hmm. My going to Rwanda was due to my conviction and of the conviction of my political party, FDE, mm-hmm. that we have to build a new Rwanda with a logo and institution mm-hmm. that allow peaceful and democratic competition for power and live in an inclusive society based on the respect of human rights, rules of law, and equal opportunity. That mm-hmm. was really my dream, and it is still my dream.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to remark on the fact you seem to know a number of languages. I know you. I've seen you interviewed in French. Obviously, you speak Kinyarwanda, English,
and Dutch.
And Dutch. You're a more advanced yes. European than most Europeans I know. Now you've been, and you're of course still enduring this experience. What is the when you look at the circumstances, does your party speak specifically, and I'm speaking FDU hyphen in Kingi, address the issue of how Rwanda could go about eliminating what you call a climate of fear? Do you address matters of how the court system works, how the military functions, that sort of thing? What do you say about these matters?
Yeah, the problem until today, the system in Rwanda, I can say it is a closed system. Mm-hmm. We have the country is governed by military since, I think, for decades. In the beginning, it was General Habyarimana, and now we have General Kagame. And this all military closed the political space. They closed all rights. And that people are not free to move, are not free to express what they think. They live in fear. And I think it is the time for the government to change it. This is why I call all Rwandans, irrespective of political or religious affiliation, to be the agent of a peaceful change in Rwanda. Mm-hmm. And I call on Rwanda's government to respond positively to the people's demand of change. Mm-hmm. I call again the Rwandese government to accept to enter dialogue with the opposition because this is a sign of courage, not a weakness. The dialogue between all Rwandese people is the only solution we have to end this militarization of our country.
Mm-hmm. I wonder, in speaking of these things, there's also relations with neighboring states, which are not terribly friendly these days. I assume your party's view would be that the policies you're putting forward would also make it a little easier for Rwanda's relations with its neighbors.
Yes, you are right. You know that since 1990, when the war began in Rwanda, you know, the RPF attacked Rwanda from Uganda. And since this period, Rwanda was involved in many countries, in the war, in neighbor countries. Mm-hmm. And today, the relation between Rwanda and the neighbor country is bad. And this is my political party proposal is to demilitarize Rwanda and that we can have peace inside Rwanda and peace with the neighbor countries.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking to Victoire Ingabire Umuhoza. She is the chairperson of the United Democratic Forces. You can find Victoire, by the way, on Twitter. And, of course, her party is the FDU-Nkingi. In your years of in prison, and it's a long, difficult period. I know you had some brilliant lawyers. I've had the pleasure of meeting one of your lawyers, I think Ms. Buisman in Belgium. Do you think that there was an impact on your case from the African Court on Human Rights and People's Rights, their finding on your case? Do you think that might have had something to do with the new circumstance of the release of prisoners, including yourself and others?
I can't confirm it because from the beginning of the government of Rwanda said that it is normal, it accepts normal the competence of the Tribunal of Human Rights of Union of Africa. But that is a paradoxal because the President Kagame is now the president of Union of Africa. Mm-hmm. And I cannot understand how you can lead an institution and you can't respect the decision from one of this made by one of the organ of this institution. Mm-hmm. But I can't confirm that really I was released because of this decision, because the Rwanda said that they no more accept this court. They rejected the court.
Mm-hmm. There is some, for Rwanda, more media attention to your case and that of Diane Rwigara than I've seen over the years. I noticed there was CNN spoke to you, did a report. Die Welt, I think it is, of Germany, a major news outlet. What about the media generally? Has there been any Rwandan media attention to you? And also, what can you say about the attention to your case and that of Diane Rwigara?
As I said, the problem in Rwanda is there is no freedom to express what you say, what you need to say. It is closed. If the media are not free to speak out what they think, they cannot say anything about opposition members. They only mentioned that we were released, but nothing else. They can't, for example, if I give an interview, criticize the government, they will not really put it in the journal. They can't talk about it. It has a big problem that we need really. The society has to be open, not to stay closed as it is today.
Mm-hmm. Now, lastly,
there was someone, the UN special reporter, Maina Kiai, he visited me when I was in prison. And if you know, he writes a report where he said that a society without a room for a critical voice to speak freely and peacefully is unstable. And the government has really to understand it and accept to open the political space in Rwanda.
Mm-hmm. I think all of our listeners would like to know if we can hope that we might see Victoria Ingabire Umahoza as a candidate for president. Is it your expectation that your party? I should ask you, what is the party status? Do they? Is it a recognized? Is it permitted to function, or would it? Can we hope that you would be running for president?
My political is not yet recognized. It is not yet registered because we did not have time to register it because I was in the prison, and now only the other member are in the prison. We cannot ask the registration of my political party if we are not free. Mm-hmm. That's the first. Secondly, we cannot. It is difficult to organize a meeting to meet the member if you have to register your political party. You have to meet first your members, but it is not possible to meet our member freely, because if you meet them, they arrested you. You know that our Secretary General, Sibomana Silive, is now in jail where he has spent 6 years. He has to spend there 8 years. This is still there 20 years. Again, 2 years. And he's only where in prison because he met some members, some people who wanted to be member of our political party. It was in 2012. And he's still in the prison because of that. You know, it is difficult to say that we can ask our political to be registered if really we cannot move freely in our country, if we cannot get a meeting with our members. Mm-hmm. For us, the priority is to get a political space in Rwanda before we can ask the registration for my political party or to think that I can participate in a president election. If there is no free election, what I can do there? Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Now, you met, just in closing, you met parliamentarians when you were here in Canada and gave interviews. I guess we should just ask you, what were you asking of them then? What were you telling them then? And what would you tell them now about the country and what they might do if they wish to help the democratic movement of Rwanda?
Yeah, it is what I said, that I call those who have a leverage on Rwanda to help the government of Rwanda to understand that it is really in its best interest to respond positively to the people's demands.
Well, Victoria Ingabire Umahoza, we are very, very grateful. We're glad you are out of jail. We really hope that all the other political prisoners be released as well. Please, and again, thank you very, very much for being our guest.
Okay, thank you too.